This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Catching up again now here on RNIB Connect Radio with our Strictly star reviewer, blind ballroom dancer Sean Haywood, for another look back on Strictly Come Dancing and how, well, blind Liverpudlian comedian Chris McCausland and his professional dancer Diane Buzzell have been doing this week. Hi Sean, and great to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yeah, thanks. It's great to be back. And just before we start, I just want to know for the listeners, Toby, are you going to mention Sarah's legs this week?
You'll have to wait and see.
That's a yes.
It was a really high scoring Strictly this week. And before we talk about those high scoring routines, and not to say that Diane and Chris's wasn't too good, but how did you think their passo went, Sean?
Yeah, it went, you know, theatrically really, really well. And some of the steps were out. Somebody else described that to me saying, yeah, some of the steps are out. But I think you really enjoyed it because, as I say, it's a marchy sort of dance. So that was good. But emotionally, you know, it was just a big thing because of Diane's mum and dad being there, wasn't it? It was, yeah, really big.
Yeah. I think it was nice to have Diane's mum and dad in the audience, and they got a standing ovation, which I think was, you know, was good to see that. And as you say, there were a few comments. I think it was Shirley was mentioned. It was emotional, and she felt there wasn't a step out of place. But Motsy said that I think there was slightly something wrong with the character of the dance and stuff. So there's mixed sort of comments, but I thought they did well.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Well, now to those high-scoring dance routines. We had Tasha and Aliash, who were scoring 40 points for their American Smooth, which I thought was really...
First one of the season, I think, yeah.
Yeah, first full 40, yeah, which was really good to see. Yeah. I think they did really well.
Beautiful.
And also JB and Lauren with Charleston. How was that for you?
Yeah, no, absolutely excellent. Again, he's really... As we said a couple of weeks ago, you know, he's really started to understand the ballroom, you know, and get out of his street thing and, you know, understand all that, the aim he put into him, you know. And he's just working so well with Lauren, really is.
And it was just 1 point away from 40.
Yeah, 39, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I can see him in the final, I really can. I think at first it was interesting, thought, no, he's not going to make it through because he didn't have the sort of like... the swag of personality for the public as well. Because as we've said before, Strictly's, you know, it's a split thing of politics of dancing and politics of personality and all these things. But he's really come out of his shell more, you know, he just has.
And obviously, of course, my favourite couple, Sarah and Vito, did really well. They got 36, I think, on Saturday night for their rumba, which some people say is a bit of a complex dance. Is that true?
It can be. I think what they were trying to get at, Craig and Motsy, was that when you're doing a rumba, you've got to, how do I describe it simply? Be in love with your partner. Just, you know, act out that you're in love with them. You know, that's the way. And that, I think that's what they were trying to say about the connection stuff. But obviously, technically, it was like, you know, a really big sort of competition performance, as they said. And it did just sound incredible. But I also want to mention about that one, Georgie's audio description, because when they went up to get the scores, she was describing what they're wearing. And she says, and Vito's wearing a short sleeve back shirt that is unbuttoned and open because it's Vito. And is that the guy? Here he comes, Mr. Saturday Night Fever.
But I also thought it was quite nice that Georgie was mentioning, I think, in a couple of dances, one she said there was an illegal leg move, I think, and somebody's elbow. So I thought it was nice that we're getting that sort of technical dance sort of description.
Oh, yeah, man. The girl's getting good with a technical talk. She really is. So thanks ever so much again, Georgie. You're doing really, you know, giving, especially for someone like me, giving me the technical stuff. It's brilliant. It really is.
And on Sunday night, in the dance-off, I thought it was two really good couples that I don't think both of them should have been in there. We had Jamie and Michelle leaving the competition and Montel and Johannes staying in for the quarterfinals. I thought it was just a bit tricky trying to decide between two of them.
Completely. Really hard. And again, going back to online like the week before, there was no dispute about it. You know, people said, yeah, it was win who went, wasn't it? And, you know, it's the right thing. So we went, there was nothing said about that like the week before that. When Shane went, people were like up in arms about it. Well, the same again this week, actually. People were up in arms about Jamie going, but also saying that same thing of going, why does Montel keep going down there? It's such a fabulous dancer. But as I say, we're back to the politics and personality stuff. And it's the public vote. You know, yes, you do get the scores added in, but we don't know the level of, you know, what numbers are coming in from the phone in, well, from the app.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think it's a view in public which will save certain couples. And it's quite interesting to see who's kept in and who, even the judges saying, you know, they didn't think these two couples should have been in the dance-off. But it's just interesting to see that.
Yeah, yeah. There's always controversy every year. We'll see as we head to the quarterfinals.
Indeed, and it's musical week, and Chris and Diane will be dancing a quick step to You're the Top from Anything Goes. Now, a quick step, that's not just a quick dance, is it?
No, I love it. I love it. God, he's going he's gonna know about that this week. Yeah, it's... Imagine your feet are doing that. So left, right, da-da-da-da-da-da. There's a lot of that going on. And you're up on your toes and then pushing forward on your heel and then up on your toes. Da-da-da. So, yeah, it's I really do love it. It's fantastic energy. Yeah, great dance. So we'll see how it gets on.
Well, as always, Sean, thank you again for another great look back at Strictly Come Dancing with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And don't forget to tune in on Saturday night to see how Chris and Diane do with their quick step. And will the view in public keep them out of a dance-off? Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
We will. And thanks for listening, everybody. And don't forget, keep dancing.